I guess it's probably been 6 years ago. I was trying to, I live in Batesville, Arkansas, and I was trying to come up with a concept of a concert that I could do that would be something that the community, the people of our community could enjoy going to and possibly help some worthy causes. And I started looking for a venue, and we have a wonderful school over here. It's University of Arkansas Community College at Batesville, and it's expanded and expanded. And at that time, when I was trying to come up with a venue for this, they were in the process of raising money for the Allied Nursing Health Building. And so I went out there, and I talked to the chancellor, and I told her what I was wanting to do was this concert, and maybe we could raise money to go towards that building because it was going to be a big project. And she said, I love the idea. And so that was the concept of the program, and I told her it would be mostly acoustic music, and I would provide all the entertainment, and they would help run the building and the maintenance on the building, and then the funds that were brought in would go towards that event. And you know, Marty, that first year, it's a big hall. It's called Independence Hall, and can be divided off. When it's divided off, it seats about 600 or 700 people. When it's opened up, it seats about 1,200. And I thought, well, if I can get 300 or 400 out, I'm going to be real, real happy. It just, I don't know what it was. There was timing and the things fell into place. And that first year, we had to open the building up all the way, and we had over 1,000 people. So it was just a wonderful thing. And then, of course, the next year, she said, let's do this again. And so each year we followed it up, and this will be the sixth one.
So what are some of the groups that have benefited financially from the money that's been raised?
Well, so far all the concerts we've done at the Friends in Great Places have been at the Independence Hall at the school. And so the funds that we do bring in from this go to different events for that. Of course, now, after the first maybe 3 years, all that money was going to that Allied Health and Nursing building, and now the building is actually built and they're using it. So for the last 2 years, the funds that we brought in have gone to a program called Kids College.
You described the concert as being acoustic music. Talk a little bit more specifics. Give us some more details about the style of music to be presented.
Well, you know, when I produce a show, and I've done several different kinds, I have a very eclectic taste in music, and so I like a lot of different kinds of music, and some of it's electric, some of it's acoustic, and I always try to, if I'm doing especially a concert that I say is for the community and for a good cause, I try to do everything I can to draw a crowd and to build up a reputation, maybe something they would relate it to if it happens again. That first year, I wanted to keep it fairly simple where we weren't having to bring in a lot of heavy-duty equipment to mic drums and electric guitars. So I wanted to keep it acoustic and keep it fairly simple. So that first year, it was totally acoustic, no amplified instruments. You're talking banjos, fiddles, guitars, dulcimers, those types of instruments. And it really worked well. And as I proceeded down the years, I thought, well, I'll experiment with a few other things. And we have experimented with the first half of the show being totally acoustic, and then the second half being with drums and electric guitars, keyboards, and things like that. And my take on that is that you do run into the issues of people that like quieter music, more acoustic style. Then when you bring in a set of drums or something that's mic'd up, it's a little more than they might be ready for. So kind of makes a little bit of a situation there that you can't please everybody. So I've kind of wrapped my hands around it, and I really feel like staying mostly with the acoustic style where you're a little bit more limited on dynamics and volume really seems to work best for that. Those are the people that really come out for that particular concert.
Well, I don't want to put labels on it, so are we talking about, but you know, just so people understand, is it bluegrass? Is it folk? Is it country? Where would you kind of say it fits?
Well, you know, a lot of people try to put a label on all those kinds of music, and they do have labels, I'll admit that. And most of the musicians that I work with over in this part of the country, some of them are hardcore bluegrass, but most of them are pretty well what you would just say old-time music. So it involves different forms of music. A lot of times when I play, I'll throw some blues in there with it, which to me, it's more, what I would just have to say is it's more about roots music and where it came from. Last year or maybe the year before, I believe, we did strictly a bluegrass show where we were trying to focus on that form of music, and it was very successful. But, you know, a lot of the music we'll be doing this year will be, there will be some contemporary country. Pam Setzer's going to do a song that Emmy Lou Harris did called Luxury Liner, which is a great, more of a contemporary style song, that's been upgraded, you know, from your real traditional sound. And then we'll go back and we'll probably do a song with her playing a mountain dulcimer on it. So it won't be hardcore bluegrass. It won't be hardcore old-time country music. I would say more about roots music would be a good way to put it.
Now, I know there's going to be musicians from different generations represented at this particular show. So tell us about some of the talented younger musicians who are going to be joining you for this year's Friends in Great Places concert.
Well, Marty, we have an exciting lineup this year. And I have all my old friends that have helped every year on this. Tim Crouch, Gary Rounds, Pam Setzer, Kenny Loggins, Mike Foster, Adam Fudge, and some really good musicians that have worked on these shows almost every year. And when I work a lot in Mountain View, I'm exposed to some of the younger kids that are growing up right now playing music that are really, really talented. And there's a group called the Cobb Brothers, and I've watched them. There's three brothers, and I've watched them since they were tiny just grow up and become more and more seasoned musicians, really good musicians. So we're going to have the Cobb Brothers Band, and there's another young lady over there. Her name is Clancy Ferguson, and I became acquainted with Clancy and some of the venues in Mountain View, those Art Folk Center and some of the little theaters that I work in, some over there. And when I first met Clancy, I think she was probably 10 or 12 years old, and was starting to play the fiddle. She had already taken some classical violin lessons, but she was wanting to play fiddle. So she was just getting into that, and now Clancy has become a really, really good fiddle player. She can improvise. She has a great ear and a singer. And so she's formed a little band. It'll be the Clancy Ferguson Band. Got some good friends in her band that are young people that have grown up over there playing. Another little girl, and I just happened in the music store one day in Mountain View, and this little 8-year-old girl walks in carrying a fiddle and started playing a classical song on the fiddle. And I was just sitting there listening to her, and I was amazed at it, and I asked her where she learned that. And she said, well, I learned that off of YouTube. And I went, well, this is totally amazing. And I said, well, where do you take lessons? And she said, well, I went through the Music Roots program that we have here in Mountain View. And so she's learned, and she's going to, I asked her, I said, well, do you only do classical music? And she said, no, I play old-time country music too. So I'm going to feature her at the very beginning of the show. I'm afraid she's going to steal the show. The rest of us may not even want to go on stage after she plays. So those are some of the young people that are going to be on the show.
You know, the more I learn about the music scene around Batesville and North Central Arkansas, the more excited I am about the great talent you have up there. What else can you say, just in conclusion, that's going to make this concert something special and that people will not want to miss?
Well, I just have to say, I agree with you in saying that there's a lot of talented people over around that area, and there is in Jonesboro, too. I've recently become acquainted with a lot of really good musicians in that area. It seems that where we are, right at the foothills of the mountains going up into Mountain View, we have a little more of that flavor in our style of music over here. And this year, I would have to say the special thing will be exposure to some of these young kids that are coming in. And then the thing that'll just make the concert just solid as a rock and really really a good concert are my old friends, Tim Crouch and Gary Rounds, and the Apple brothers, Brad and Brandon Apple, are fabulous musicians, and I've watched them grow up too. Now they're getting on up there now, you know, time's rolling on, but that, you know, just the solid, very good quality musicians that are going to be involved with this. You know, a lot of these players could play anywhere they wanted to play, and a lot of them just stay around because they like this part of the world. You know, Tim Crouch has recently recorded on Alan Jackson's latest CD, the Bluegrass album, and has played Carnegie Hall and David Letterman and places like that with Alan Jackson. And, you know, Tim is one of these guys. He's a musical genius. And so I'd have to say for this year's concert, just a combination of all of it. But the real special thing, I think, is going to be seeing some of these young kids and seeing how they're going to be preserving this acoustic music as time goes on.